Bava Basra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the Inyonim of Seder Nachlois. And like we said, the parasha starts from Benois Selofchod, and the Mishnah goes back to there. It's an unusual Perek in that the Mishnayis are very connected to the parashas and the Psukim. Benois Selofchod, over there in Parshas Pinchas, not Lushloisha Chalokim in Nachlo. They got three Chalokim in Nachlo. Chelek Avihen, Shoyoyim Yoitzi Mitzrayim, V'chalkoyim echov b'nichsei chefer, v'shohoye b'chor noitel shnei chalokim. This needs a big hazmer. Our Mishnah holds that Eretz Yisrael was apportioned to the Yoitzei Mitzrayim. Every single person who left Mitzrayim got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know that the Yoitzei Mitzrayim didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Besides for Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna, and Shevet Levi, who didn't have a nachal in Eretz Yisrael anyways, Yoitzei Mitzrayim died in the Midbar. That was the gzeir of the Chet Meraglim. Afilo hochi our Tana, we'll see soon who holds not that way, but the Tana of our Mishnah holds that every single one of the Yoitzei Mitzrayim has a chelik. So Tzolofchad has his own chelik, and that's the first chelik over here. His daughter's yashind, again, bakever. He never got it before, but he got it in terms of that it was his chus, and merely he was merged that to his daughters. So that the first thing in the Mishnah says, Chelek Avim Shoyim Yoitzei Mitzrayim. The Dogish over here is Yoitzei Mitzrayim have a Chelek. Now, Tzolofchad's father, Tzolofchad is Ben Chefer. Tzolofchad Ben Chefer, Chefer also had a Nachlo. Because he was also from the Yoitzei Mitzrayim. So, Chelkoi Im Echov Ben Nichsei Chefer. Based on what we learned before, the Nechosim of Chefer, after Chefer died in the Midbar also. The Nechosim of Chefer were divided equally amongst his sons. Zok the Mishnah, so Benois Selofchad Yarshin, their father's Chelek, because it's Yoitzi Reche Shal HaBen Yarshin before the brothers. So the Chelek that was supposed to go to their father, they Yarshin with. When a person dies, and he has four sons, three quarters of his Nechosim go to his live son, a quarter that's supposed to go to his son that predeceased him will go to his sons, Yoitzi Reche, sons before daughters, etc. The third chalik over here, Shoye Bechor, Noitel Shnei Chalokim. This is already not in the posuk of Nachlis and Parshas Pinchas, but there's a din in Parshas Kiseitze. Ki Esa Bechor Yakel Losses Loi Pishnayim. There's a din, a famous din of Pishnayim, that a Bechor of the father gets a double portion, which means that if there's four brothers, but the oldest one is a Bechor, you divide the Nachla in five directions. Two of those parts go to the oldest son. The other three, instead of getting each 25%, each are going to get 20%. And two 20s are going to go to the oldest brother. Tzolofchad was the Bechor of Chefer, so they get an extra chelek in the Nechosim of Chefer. There's no din, by the way, of Pishnayim for an oldest daughter. Even B'mokim, where there's no sons and the daughters are the Yoshim, like by the five B'nai Tzolofchad, there's no din Pishnayim. It's only an oldest son of Bechor. The Braisa on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin brings by Richus the Shittis Legabi the Yoitzi Mitzrayim or the Nechnosim Lords, who were actually the Zoichim. The Tana of our Mishnah goes with the Shita of Rav Yashio, that holds in the Schalka Oretz, like we said, Rakli Yoitzi Mitzrayim, which means if Chefer and his brothers went out of Mitzrayim and they had children, Lomazogin, that some of the children, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, had 10 children. Some only had 2. The actual schus, each person to have a schus of at least Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, was the father. That means if a person had 10 children, his nachal will be divided 10 ways. We won't divide based on the fact that there were 10 nichnosim laretz. It's only the yoitzim, not the nichnosim. There is a shita, however, the shita of the Tana Rabbi Yonasan. We don't have Rabbi Yonasan usually in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshio are Tanoim that were in Bavel. They're not quoted in the Mishnah because they didn't have the Mesiris from the Beis Medrash in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael. Where they are mentioned a lot is in the Mechilta. In the Braises that discuss the Halachas, you have constantly Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshio. You also have in the Gemara Chulin where Rabbi Yonasan debates the Tana ben Azai, who was a younger contemporary of Rabbi Kiva. So you see which door he's shaykh to. In any case, the Tanya Rabbi Yonasan holds that the chalukah of Nachlas Haoretz was to the Nechnosim Laoretz. So if you had three brothers that were Yoitzim in Mitzrayim, One had 10 children, one had 5, and one had 1. The one who had 10 would get, each one of the 10 would get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So it would be a very different perspective. And then you have a Shita, which is interesting, which combines both. There's a Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who the Yoitzim and the Nechnasim. There's a din, the Yoitzim, because they were given, the Bris was crucial with them. The Bris of Torah, the Bris of Mitzvah, Kabbalah Satayrah, and the Nechnasim Lots were the ones who were Zoicha. So it has to be the Nechnasim and the Yoitzim. Obviously, if somebody is a Yoitze and a Nechnas, then he would only get one Chelek, but there weren't Yoitzim and Nechnasim, because all the Yoitzim died in the Midbar. So there would be the Nechnasim and the Yoitzim. In that case, you could learn the Mishnah also, because you could say the Nechnasim and the Yoitzim. That's why B'nai Salavchad had 3 Chalakim. But our Mishnah cannot go with the Tana of Yoshia. Mishnah Dalet. Echad HaBen ve'echad HaBas B'nachlo. Like we explained before, a son and a daughter are both B'nachlo. Ela she'HaBen noitel pishnayim b'nichse ha'av ve'enei noitel pishnayim b'nichse ho'em. A son yashins a father and a mother. We explained the chilukim in the lumdus of how that works. One is midin mishpacha, and one is midin the mother's son, brokara di'imo. But there's another chiluk. The parsha pishnayim is nischadish in a father. There's also a din of yakir that we'll see in Yitzhak Hashem in the next mishnah. That's a din dafka that a father has. The din yerusha that is pishnayim is. If there are 5 brothers and they yashin from their mother, they yashin equally. This is a din that's really not shaykh to our perek. It's really a hagdama ready to the next perek, perek mishameis. We'll explain it briefly, and over there we'll flesh it out with more details. There's a din derabbonon that if a person dies, he leaves over nechasim. If he has 5 sons, the 5 sons swoop in and they divide up the nachla. If there's a bechor, he gets pishnayim. They divide up the nachla. Nothing is left for the daughters. Chazal instituted that there's a choiv that the nechasim be used to support the daughters until they're of age. This is called mezoinis habonois. It's a dinder habonon, but it precedes nachla. That means even if the brothers are saying, "Hey, you're taking away from our nachla," it's a dinder habonon. They have a right to those nechasim. So the Mishnah adds, "Va'abonos nizoinos minichse ho'av." That schus is only minichse ho'av because it's like a ksuba. The father has to his daughters. Ve'eno nizoinos minichse ho'em. The mother's nechasim. If she left over a house, the brothers come in. The daughters are left homeless, if the brothers so want. So there's no din of nichse ho'em having a shibud to mizoinos habonos.